أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Qiyama clothes, today we're going to look at Surah An-Naba. And this is Surah number 78, and it's the beginning of the 30th Juz.
And Naba literally means news. Two kinds of news, basically. One word used is khabar. Khabar is small things. I could tell you the grass is green, and that is news, but it's not major news. Naba is literally major news. Something like there's an earthquake coming. That would be Naba. So let's first start with the focus of the surah. And the focus of this surah is disagreement over the hereafter. This is an early Makkan surah, and the question is directed to all those who covered up the truth. They considered the life of this world to be the only one and believed that there would be nothing after it, that they would not be accountable for their lives here. And so they objected to it and questioned it. And Allah calls this event, He says, Naba'il Azim, the great event. A bone is known as idham. It is set, it is hard. In other words, he says, this is a set great event. The day when you and I will be able to see the manifestations of our whole life, the intention and the action put together. See, in the total picture of existence, the subtle aspects of our life will be the manifest aspects of our next life. The gross aspects of our life will appear as subsidiaries or lesser manifestations. So, for example, the shape of our body, which is of primary importance now, will be subsidiary. But our intentions will be major. So the people of Makkah found the arguments convincing, but it meant changing their whole lives. To be told that they would be accountable for every action, every thought, and would be recreated according to the overall makeup of actions and intentions was too much. So they called the Prophet a liar and they called the Quran a lie. And they asked questions not out of wanting to know, but out of sarcasm. So now let's look at the building. The first section is what I've just talked about. Disagreement over the hereafter. Skepticism, denial of accountability. Will I really be raised? Will I really be accountable for absolutely everything? In our day and age, it is easy to imagine that absolutely everything is recorded. But imagine there is also this hidden camera inside our soul, which records every intention. And then it tries to match it up with the action that was performed. Is there a disparity between the intention and the action? If there is disparity, then there is a need to reform and look at ourselves with brutal honesty and change. And then he says, "Kalla sayalamun, thumma kalla sayalamun." Kalla is a rebuke, a positive reprimand to those who differ, conveying to us that at the point of death, those who deny will no longer have any doubt about the news, this tremendous event, which is the end of existence, but the beginning of the accountability. And then in the second section, which is Ayah 6 to 16, there is a shift. It's now going to the reflection of physical signs. It actually constitutes a single meaning. Allah is pointing to the proof of perfection of creation and its cyclic nature. It's looking at the whole of life and telling us to reflect about a day. Look at who the Quran was revealed to. It was revealed to the Arab in the desert. It tells him, look at the earth all spread out in front of you. The mountains pegged down just like you'd peg your tents down. Look at your creation in pairs. You peg your tent down to rest at night. You sleep. It's night which comes as a covering. You wake up in the day to make a living. You look up and there is this awesome heaven, no ceiling compares to it. A chandelier hangs from it like a shining lamp, which constantly provides you with warmth and light. And in the ceiling, in these heavens, there are clouds which bring down water. And from this water, you get an abundance of food and beautiful gardens. Reflect upon it, he says. This is my brand. My signature is everywhere on it. It's as though he's saying, reflect. If the world is so cyclic, don't you see that it will end one day? And we go straight to the next section, the last section, which is Ayah 17 to 40, where there's an affirmation and the inevitability of the day of Qiyamah, the day of accountability. He says, the same amazing heavens that you look at will fall apart. The existing order will be destroyed. The earth's protective atmosphere will be unsealed, and the mountains will vanish away like a mirage. So close your eyes and imagine. The heavens suddenly open up. Scores of angels just keep pouring down. The earth shifts because that which pegged it down, which held it down, would just move away. The Quran is deliberately using metaphorical language to describe that which is beyond human knowledge and mental perception. Now it takes us through a tour of Jahannam for the defiantly disobedient and a tour of Jannah for the God conscious. The tour of Jahannam starts off using the metaphor of Jahannam being an observation post. It says, Inna Jahannama kanat mirsada. Because on that day, all human deeds will be observable from Jahannam. The lifestyles of those who covered up the truth and transgressed will turn out to be their own worst enemy. It talks about boiling water. The universality of the meaning of this transcends all boundaries. See, the thought of drinking cold water in the desert is pleasant, where the thought of drinking boiling water is not. It impresses upon us that life in Jahannam will be extremely harsh and utterly miserable, a reflection of what we may have done to others in this world. Because he says, جَزَاءً wifaqa, a fitting recompense proportional to their evil deeds. Because they did not anticipate accountability. And then in direct contrast to the dire conditions of those who covered up the truth and rebelled, there's the beautiful tour of Jannah. He says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. For those who are God conscious, there is an absolutely phenomenal achievement. It talks about gardens and vineyards, desirable companions, neutralized expectations. When he says, وَكَأْسًا دِحَاكَ, in a full cup. Again, these are metaphors and expressions that were appropriate for the people to whom it was revealed. But for you and me, it is saying it is everything you wished for. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا كِذَّابًا. They will not hear vain talk or lies therein. In other words, there will be no aggravation, total contentment. And he says, just as he did for the people of Jahannam, جَزَاءً مِنْ رَبِّكَ أَتَاءً حِسَابًا. This is a reward from your Rabb. It's an ample and it's a fitting gift for your deeds. It's a fair and equitable system. And then an intriguing ayah. He says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا. لَا يَتَقَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. The day when the spirit and the angels will stand in ranks. None will speak except he to whom the All-Merciful gives permission and who speaks words that hit the mark. In essence, we are told that as individuals we shall no longer have the power to act. We shall be completely and utterly under the control and the mercy of the new dominion. The end of this drama will be sealed and the time will have come to evaluate our performance. We will be held accountable for both the aptitude that was breathed into us as well as the available opportunities. How far up the ladder of excellence did we climb? Did we honor the spirit that God breathed into us? What did we do with this divine soul? What did we do with our mind? All these gifts, did we use them other than the mundane daily routine of our earthly lives? And the surah ends with a warning. It says, Inna anzarnakum adhaban kariban, yawma yanzuru al-mar'u ma qaddamat yadahu wa yakulu al-kafiru, ya laytani kuntu turaba. We have warned you of imminent punishment, the day on which every person will see what his hands, both good and bad deeds, have sent forward, and on which the one who covered up the truth shall exclaim, Oh, would that I have been dust. In other words, I wish I had never been born. So in essence, this is a declaration that this is the day of Qiyamah, that you lived your life for. Just like telling somebody who's gone to university and doing their final assessments, their final exams to graduate. That's what you came here for, to be able to come out with a degree or with whatever qualification you wish to come out with. The day of Qiyamah is not the day that one will be tested. The tests have already taken place in the dunya. It is the day when we'll be graded for how we performed. So when he says, يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, every human being will see what they invested and then what the investment yield on the day of Qiyamah. And the one who failed to make investments, the one who, back to the university student, who failed to utilize the time he had to study, will show regret by saying, I just so wish there was no resurrection. I just so wish there was no afterlife. But the surah says that's a reality. So then he will say, I wish I was never born. Now let's conceptualize it and put it all together. The surah starts off by those who disagreed over the hereafter. أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ. It moves on to a reflection of physical signs. Look around you, it says. There is resurrection everywhere. It leads to the inevitability of accountability and then says there are only two destinations from there, either Jahannam or Jannah. Choice is yours. And ends with the utter humility of all creation on the day of Qiyamah. Even those who disputed, regretting being born. And finally, the did you know? Nabu'ul Azim, the great news, refers to the day of resurrection, to the Qur'an or the Prophet, all really reading to three messages. One, Tawheed. Two, guidance to reach our full potential. And finally, accountability, which is inevitable. So in essence, the moment we think Naba' or Naba'il Azim, the great news, in our heads, we have to think of the presentations of our life that we will present in the hereafter, where nothing will be omitted. Even the most minuscule intention will be manifested. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.